大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
大家好，我是 Jack。
我之前听到过一个采访啊，就一个美国人吧，他讲 It's very hard to learn English for Chinese, but they learn swear words very fast.
Yeah, I think it's just the same for Americans and British people too. It's not easy to learn Chinese, but we're able to learn a lot of swear words very fast, within 1 week maybe.
还真是哈，不管是学什么语言呢，反正得先学一些骂人的。所以来罗老师来走一个 swear in Chinese.
In Chinese, 傻逼。妈了个 B
Oh my god
妈 B
好，那个后期给他 逼掉太可怕了。所以大家一定也知道很多的英文脏话，比如说用的最多用的最爽那个 The F word、F that F it
F everything、yeah.
我怕剪辑老师太辛苦
Oh and、shit damn it and go dieGo die.
Is it real English?
Chinglish,
right?
So, Chinglish, yeah.
罗老师已经被中国人带偏了。但是呢，我们今天不是来教大家这种最脏的脏话。We're going to teach you guys how to swear with class. 就是优雅一点的骂脏话。It's really useful in certain situations.
Yeah, so let me give you an example. Say your friend does something really stupid. You want to say, what the f***, man? But when your teacher walks in halfway through, you should say, what the hell or what the heck?
就如果你的朋友做了一件很蠢的事情，然后你想要骂他 what the f- 你 TM 搞什么呢？然后呢，这个时候 what the 都说出口了，然后看到这个长辈走过，看到老师走过，怎么办呢？你就可以换成 what the heck, H-E-C-K, heck.
Yeah, so you can also use oh heck instead of oh fuck. So what the heck is that instead of what the fuck is that?
刚罗老师还讲了一个 what the hell, 就真是见了鬼了。但是这个 heck 呢会比 hell 还要委婉一些。所以说如果你情绪激动又想要爆粗口又要注意形象，我们这期节目就要来教你要怎么办。如果你想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
Alright, so number two, we know that shut up is not polite already. In Chinese, like, 闭嘴 is that 闭嘴
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 I know I get it wrong, 闭嘴
You should say that with kind of attitude.
Oh, okay, 闭嘴闭嘴
对然后我们还是继续这个 F 系列啊。首先呢这个是刚刚讲什么 Shut the
Yeah, well, if you say that, you're really, really angry at somebody. Really angry.
我要怎么翻译才好呢？原谅我啊，大概就是你 TMD 给老子闭嘴。 So, how do you say it softer?
You could say shut the front door. So, this is like a funny way of saying, you knowI can't believe what you're telling me, you know. So if somebody tells you an extraordinary story, you'd be like, shut the front door. You say it with attitude as well.
Oh, it's like, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 就是关上前门那个 shut the front door. 那好，再继续这个 fuck 的 ing 形式就是 fucking.
Yeah, so if you're ever telling a story, you can spice it up with the use of the F word, butDon't use it too much and try and be careful with the people who use it around.
对，就是在你吐槽的时候、生气的时候啊，这个词就感觉可以加在任何的名词前面，给你这个令人愤怒的故事来一个 spice up, 就是来润色、添油加醋。
Yeah, so for example, you could say, so I came out of this store the other day and this guy just ran up to me and grabbed my backpack. I couldn't believe it. What was he doing? You know,something like that anyway.
要请今天一定要请这个剪辑老师喝奶茶的，这个哔哔哔消音工作量太大哈。然后这个词呢相对比较柔和相对文雅一点的替换词来告诉大家是 freaking.
Yeah, so this is mainly used by Americans, but it can be used in a lot of the same ways. So it's used to emphasize a comment or an angry statement to avoid saying fucking.
这个词呢就是罗老师讲的是美式里边用的会比较多一点，用来加强语气，该死的就踏马的这种感觉。但是呢强调一下 it's still a swear word.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, if you say so. Yeah, maybe don't use it then if it might offend somebody, but I think it's a lot softer than fucking.
就还是比 fucking 要柔和很多了啊。包括我其实我们今天讲的所有的说法也并不是说它就不是骂脏话了，只是相对比较柔和一点，相对优雅一点的骂脏话。
So an example sentence would be, the line for the roller coaster is freaking ridiculous.
好，最后一个和 F 有关的是 Oh my god, mother
天哪 We're getting really bad ones now
我的天哪大家忘记我今天说过的话啊那中文的意思呢就类似混账或者不要脸的这个呢你可以把它换成 mother lover 会斯文一丢丢好终于把这个 F word 给聊完了真是撑起了脏话的半壁江山啊接下来 at the beginning、you mentioned shit
Yes, so、this is to show that you're angry or annoyed usually
就有点像妈的
So an example would be, shit, I've lost my keys.
God, that happens to me all the time. 就家里门锁都换了好多回了。那这个词呢，我们可以用射击、拍照那个词来替换 shoot.、比如说 ，Oh shit, I forgot to buy drinks. 哎呀，忘了买喝的了。
Yeah, so that's a lot softer. No one would really consider that a swear word.、but if you want to make shit even worse, you would say holy shit.So, for example, if、something really extraordinary scared you, you know, something scary happened, like you saw a car crash, you would say, holy shit, did you see that?
Like,
you know, it's, yeah, a very bad one.
就是和 shit 意思差不多，但是骂起来会比这个 shit 更加过瘾一些，就更加脏一点嘛，就骂的我靠。这种意思 right
我靠
比如说比如说谁谁剪了一个变化很大的头发然后你非常惊讶你就可以讲 holy shit is that Alex 我靠那是 Alex 吗、
yeah exactly so if you want to soften up、a little bit you could say holy crap but again this would probably still be something you want to avoid saying near you know your mum or something
对就不要在妈妈或者长辈面前讲这样的话还是很危险的 crap 就是 C-R-A-P 用 holy crap 来替换刚刚那个 holy shit
okay so the last one is very very soft it's something that you could say in front of your mum it's just damn it or darn it so an example would be darn it I knew I forgot to buy something at the shops or damn it why isn't he here yet he said he'd be here at 5
这个意思呢就是该死如果你觉得 damn it 太脏的话有失优雅你就可以讲 darn it 其实我们之前做美剧啊就是那个咱们我熊里面就经常出现这种优雅的脏话比如说 darn it 或者 heck 然后这个可能是因为那部美剧比较多的未成年受众吧好的感谢大家收听我们今天的节目如果你想更加系统的学习英文欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文回复会员两个字就可以了
Well, that looks like that's all the ones I know for now I mean, I'm really, really glad that my mum can't hear this podcast because she'd be washing my mouth out with soap So, yeah
就也没关系我们家人应该也不会听我的节目的好了好了好了、那我们今天节目就到这儿了我是卡拉
我是 Jack
我们下期再见吧拜
拜拜拜拜